This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres congratulated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who are projected to win the presidency and the vice presidency in last Tuesday's presidential election. He stressed the critical relationship between the world body and the United States, and that is Mr. Guterres stressing the critical relationship. Guterres took office 3 weeks before President Donald Trump was inaugurated in January 2016 as President of the United States, which is the United Nations' largest donor country. President Trump has pursued what he calls his America First agenda, which shifted the U.S. away from a multilateral path to a more isolationist one. Under his leadership, the United States has cut hundreds of millions of dollars in funding to UN agencies, among them the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which assists 5.7 million Palestinian refugees. That organization has been unable to fully close the gap since the United States cut funding by $300 million in 2018 and stopped it completely the following year. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban announced Monday the government will impose a partial lockdown in an attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. This follows a dramatic surge in hospitalizations and deaths. In a video posted to his Facebook account, Orban said effective Wednesday, a national general curfew will be imposed between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m., with an exception for those commuting to work. He said the new restrictions will remain in place for at least 30 days, after which they may be extended. Parliament is expected to pass a measure Tuesday to enact a state of emergency for 90 days. More than 5,000 new infections were recorded in Hungary on Monday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.